The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I will take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the Heisman winners, the rankings. Today, with the Pac-12 going away after this season, we discuss the greatest player in the history of every program in the Pac-12. We will proceed in alphabetical order of the teams themselves. Arizona Wildcats. Linebacker Ricky Hundley, 1980 to 1983. In 1981, linebacker Ricky Hundley led the Wildcats to an upset over number one USC. And in his career at the University of Arizona, Hundley registered 566 tackles. He was a three-time All-Pac-10 and the Pac-10 Co-Defensive Player of the Year. Ricky Hundley is in the College Football Hall of Fame. Arizona State Sun Devils. Wide receiver John Jefferson, 1974 to 1977. Before every home game at Sun Devil Stadium, on the big jumbo screen, in front of crazy screaming fans, highlights of the ASU football program is shown, and the loudest roar comes from John Jefferson's spectacular diving catch against Arizona back in 75. It was a highlight that's simply been known as the catch. In fact, the day after the catch was made, I was living in New York, and sportscasters on CBS were referring to it as the greatest catch ever made the night before back in Tempe. And the catch was even more significant because the winner of the game went to the Fiesta Bowl. ASU defeated Arizona. John Jefferson was an All-American, two-time All-WAC, and he set school records for receptions, 188, and receiving yards, 2,993. California Golden Bears. It's a tough choice between tight end Tony Gonzalez and quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but by the narrowest margin, based on what they did in college, we picked quarterback Aaron Rodgers, 2003 to 2004. In his two-season career at Cal, Aaron Rodgers threw for 5,469 yards. He threw for 43 touchdowns in two seasons. He evolved into one of the best pure passers the sport has ever seen. He won a Super Bowl, and in the NFL, was a four-time MVP. Colorado Buffaloes, Rashan Salaam. 1992 to 1994. In 1994, Rashan Salaam had a phenomenal season. He set school records for yardage, 2,055, all-purpose yards, 2,138, and touchdowns, 24. Now, up until that time, back in 1994, only three other running backs had ever rushed for 2,000 yards in the history of college football. He became the fourth. Rashan Salaam did so, averaging 7.6 yards per carry. He had phenomenal games against number 25, Texas. He amassed 317 yards against number 19, Kansas State, 202 yards. And against Kansas, 232 yards. Oh, and then there was Iowa's game of 259 yards. Against Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl, he scored three touchdowns. He led the Buffaloes to a 10-1 record, number three ranking, was unanimous All-American, and in 1994, he won the Heisman Trophy, in addition to the Walter Camp Award and the Doak Walker Award. Oregon Ducks. Quarterback Marcus Mariota, 2012 to 2014. In 2014, Mariota became the only Duck to win the Heisman and became the only Oregon second unanimous first-team All-American. He earned AP Players of the Year, the Maxwell Award, the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award, and the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Awards. He was the Pac-12's first three-time all-conference first-team quarterback. In 2014, the year he won the Heisman, he threw for at least three touchdowns in 13 of the 15 games, and four touchdowns in 10 of the games. Now, the year before he won the Heisman, in 1913, Marcus Mariota broke the Pac-12 record as he tossed 285 consecutive passes without an interception in a single season. Well, quarterback Terry Baker of Oregon State gets the nod for Oregon State. 1962, Terry Baker won the Heisman Trophy, making him the first player from the West Coast to win the Heisman. He had a marquee signature play in the Liberty Bowl on December 15, 1962, where the Beavers were pinned inside their own one-yard line in a defensive battle. Well, Baker broke a tackle, breaks another tackle, and takes off for a 99-yard touchdown run, setting a record that'll never be broken. It was the only points in the Liberty Bowl as Oregon State defeated Villanova 6-0. In his career, Terry Baker threw for 3,476 yards and 23 touchdowns and rushed for 1,503 yards and 15 touchdowns. In 1962, he led the nation in total offense. Well, Baker was a consensus All-American, the 1962 Heisman winner, and he won the Maxwell Award. Terry Baker is in the College Football Hall of Fame, but he has one other distinction that you may know about. He's the only person to both win the Heisman Trophy in college football and then in college basketball, lead his team into the Final Four. Stanford Cardinal quarterback Jim Plunkett, 1968 to 1970. In 1970, Jim Plunkett led the Cardinal to a 9-3 record and a Rose Bowl victory over Ohio State, earning MVP honors. That season, Plunkett led the nation in passing, 2,980 yards and threw for 19 touchdowns. He was awarded the Heisman Trophy in 1970, and in his career at Stanford, he set school records throwing for 7,809 yards and 52 touchdowns. He also was awarded the Maxwell Trophy, the Walter Camp Trophy, consensus All-American. Legendary Oklahoma coach Bud Wilkinson said of Plunkett, thus far, I believe Jim Plunkett is the best college quarterback I've ever seen. He went on to the NFL, where he led the Oakland Raiders to two Super Bowl victories. Washington Huskies, halfback George Wilson, 1923 to 1925. Famed sports writer Grantland Rice said of George Wilson of the Washington Huskies, he's one of the four best running backs before 1950. That's good enough for us. George Wilson was versatile. He ran, he passed, he caught passes, he punted, he played linebacker, and he was the team leader. Wilson was a three-time All-American. His jersey number was retired, and he's in the Hall of Fame, called Football Hall of Fame. Washington State Cougars. Center Mel Hine, 1928 to 1930. Mel Hine is generally regarded as the greatest center in college football history. He led the Washington State Cougars to a 10-2 record in 1929, a 9-0 regular season record in 1930, and to the 1931 Rose Bowl. That season against both California and USC, that 1930 season, Hines played all 60 minutes in both games. He was a first-team All-American, and he is in the College Football Hall of Fame. UCLA Bruins, quarterback Cade McNown, 1995 to 1998. In his career at UCLA, Cade McNown set school records for passing yards, 10,708, and touchdown catches, passes, 68. McNown is the only UCLA quarterback to defeat crosstown rival USC four times. And in the four victories, the UCLA Bruins averaged 34 points per game with him as quarterback. In 1998, McNown was the Pac-10 Offensive Player of the Year, and he was awarded the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award. Cade McNown is in the College Football Hall of Fame. USC Trojans, tailback you. Well, we gave it to running back Marcus Allen, 1978 to 1981. In 1980, Marcus Allen rushed for 1,794 yards. He followed that campaign, Marcus Allen, in 1981, as he became the first player in college football history to rush for over 2,000 yards in a single season, 2,427 yards. In his career at USC, he rushed for 4,669 yards. Yeah, 5,232 total yards and 46 touchdowns. He led USC to a national title back in 78. And, of course, he won the Heisman Trophy. Well, Allen was drafted by the Oakland Raiders, where he led the Oakland Raiders to a Super Bowl victory in Super Bowl number 8. And finally, the Utah Utes. Quarterback Alex Smith, 2002 to 2004. Alex Smith led the Utes to a 10-2 record in 2003, throwing for 2,247 yards and 15 touchdowns. But then in 2004, he led the Utes to that perfect 12-0 season, a BCS bowl game where they defeated Pittsburgh 35-7. He threw for 2,952 yards and 32 touchdowns. In 2004, he finished fourth in Heisman balloting. Well, there you have it. With the Pac-12 going away, we took a moment to remember the greatest player on every team from the Pac-12. Thank you for listening to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.